They obey principles of symmetry. A symmetry principle is simply a statement that something looks the same from certain different points of view. Of all such symmetries, the simplest is the approximate bilateral symmetry of the human face. Because there is little difference between the two sides of your face, it looks the same whether viewed directly or when left and right are reversed, as when you look in the mirror. It is almost a cliché of filmmaking to let the audience realize, suddenly, that the actor's face they have been watching has been seen in a mirror. The surprise would be spoiled if people had two eyes on the same side of the face, like flounders, and always on the same side. Some things have more extensive symmetries than the human face. A cube looks the same when viewed from six different directions, all at right angles to each other, as well as when left and right are reversed. Perfect crystals look the same not only when viewed from various different directions, but also when we shift our position within the crystal by certain amounts in various directions. The sphere looks the same from any direction. Empty space looks the same from all directions and all positions. Symmetries like these have amused and intrigued artists and scientists for millennia, but did not really play a central role in science. We know many things about salt, and the fact that it is a cubic crystal and therefore looks the same from six different points of view does not rank among the most important. Certainly, bilateral symmetry is not the most interesting thing about the human face. The symmetries that are really important in nature are not the symmetries of things, but the symmetries of laws. A symmetry of the laws of nature is a statement that when we make certain changes in the point of view from which we observe natural phenomena, the laws of nature we discover do not change. Such symmetries are often called principles of invariance. For instance, the laws of nature that we discover take the same form, however our laboratories are oriented. It makes no difference whether we measure directions relative to north or northeast or upward or any other direction. This was not so obvious to ancient or medieval natural philosophers. In everyday life, there certainly seems to be a difference between up and down and horizontal directions. Only with the birth of modern science in the 17th century did it become clear that down seems different from up or north, only because below us there happens to be a large mass, the Earth, and not, as Aristotle thought, because the natural place of heavy or light things is downward or upward. Note that this symmetry does not say that up is the same as down. Observers who measure distances upward or downward from the Earth's surface report different descriptions of events, such as the fall of an apple, but they discover the same laws, such as the law that apples are attracted to large masses like the Earth.